The old center was a very special place to me because I grew up there. I lived on the second floor from age 7 until I left in 1944 to attend college. My father, Dr. R.P. Sheets, was the fourth superintendent of the then Traverse City State Hospital and held the position from July 1, 1931 to January 3, 1956. Since this beautiful old building is long gone, let me tell you what the inside of the grand old center was like when I lived there. As one entered the lobby up well-worn cement steps, using a well-polished brass rail, kept in pristine condition by a patient named Ben L., one faced a majestic staircase that led up to the superintendent's living quarters. Also in the front lobby was the superintendent's office. The pharmacy was located in the basement, as well as the special kitchen that prepared the meals for the occupants of the old center. This special kitchen was once the original central kitchen for the entire asylum, and food was delivered via trolley cars from there to patient wards in Building 50. At this time, all the canning for the asylum was also done in this basement kitchen. Patients still prepared most of the fruits and vegetables for canning, and the odors were just heavenly. The second floor contained the superintendent's apartment, which extended to include the area above the portico. On the third and fourth floors were the living quarters for the professional staff, such as resident medical officers and the director of nursing. Each floor had its own dining room, where food was sent up from the special kitchen via dumbwaiter. Having an opportunity to be raised under such unique circumstances gave me a foundation for life that no other experience could have provided. The compassion, caring, and understanding I learned from other human beings could never have been learned in an outside environment. In those days, there was so much ignorance and fear of mental illness, not unlike today in some respects, that there were parents in the community who would not let their children play with me. As a result, I spent most of my childhood with adults and in the process learned a lot about the workings of the institution and how the patients were cared for. It still aggravates me to hear the so-called snake pit stories about the Traverse City State Hospital, when our patients were treated with respect and, in most cases, love. I never even thought of the patients as people any different from those one might meet on the street. True, they may have dressed in a bizarre manner. They may have held conversations with themselves, or they might have had conversations, heated and friendly, with their hallucinations. But that was all part of life and the environment. I learned from an early age that those actions were beyond the control of the patients, and one just learned to accept it and them. Recollections of Margaret Sheets Wolfe, daughter of former Traverse City State Hospital Superintendent R.P. Sheets.